what is happening at the Restaurant Leadership Conference this year. Hello, this is Jonathan Mays, Editor-in-Chief of Restaurant Business, and in this special edition of A Deeper Dive, I chat with Chris Keating, the Executive Vice President of Conferences with Informa Connect, which oversees RLC as well as Restaurant Business. Now, with the conference coming up from April 14th through 17th in Phoenix, we thought we would give everyone a preview of what to expect at the event. And so we asked Chris about what's happening and the strategy behind RLC. We also chat about Martha Stewart, and Chris tells us some of his sports interview stories. We also talk about whether the conference itself reflects the state of the restaurant business today. We're talking RLC on a special edition of A Deeper Dive, so please check it out. All right, I'm here with Chris Keating. Chris, welcome to the podcast.
Ace, glad to be here.
All right, so I hear RLC is coming up. What can we expect?
Yeah, every year I'm sort of startled at how fast it comes upon us, but it's 3 weeks away. And so, you know, I think you can expect, if you've been before, stuff that will be familiar and maybe some new stuff. As usual, we will be taking over the JW Marriott Desert Ridge, which is a beautiful resort out in Phoenix, for lots of networking and education and some famous people, but about 1,500 people. I think we've got about 800 operators registered already. Hotels getting kind of sold out. Well, it is sold out already, but we have some overflow hotels, so it's not too late for people to register and join us.
Mm-hmm. So what's generally the stated purpose of what's always been the goal of RLC? How would you nutshell that?
Yeah, I'd say two things. I think networking is really a massively important part of this event. I think that it's a conference. It's not a trade show. And it's an opportunity for a lot of folks who have very similar jobs. I mean, this is for executives of chain restaurants, chains of all size. And you know, it's a very senior audience this year. As of today, about 80% of our registered operators are VP and above. To certainly sit in audiences and hear from some leaders in our industry and some occasional famous people and lots of breakouts about specific stuff. But it's also more and more we're trying to create space for them to talk with each other. I think that's what we've learned more and more from our attendees, which is they want time to communicate with each other. And so we call it structured networking, and we're going to create opportunities for them to kind of connect with each other as well, whether it's on a golf course or at a breakfast. I mean, I always say to people, when you come to RLC, you know, go say hi to a stranger. You know, I feel like don't sit at a table with your friends from work. You know, it's a really good opportunity to meet some folks you haven't met before and form some lasting relationships.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of that's certainly one of the reasons why I like going to conferences. You get to see people you don't necessarily see on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, and then meeting different people and making connections seems to be a pretty important part of the whole conference scene in any event.
And it's the hospitality industry, right? I mean, I grew up managing technology conferences, and all due respect to our friends in say the tech arts, they're not necessarily always, I don't want to make a sweeping generalization, as open to talking to strangers as people in hospitality. But this is, you know, it is a business, right? What is a restaurant? It's a building you invite strangers in and give them food and drink. This is a profession that attracts the hospitable. And so we have a fair amount of fun at the Restaurant Leadership Conference.
Is there like a certain level of pressure on you because it's a restaurant conference? Is there like a pressure to have really good food?
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, I always, I like to quote Rich Melman, the great restaurateur, and he was speaking at a conference years ago, and whatever the big issues of the day were at the time, I think it was like healthcare legislation and social media marketing. And he says, none of that matters. All that matters is that people come to my restaurant, they like it, and they come back. And that's certainly, I think it's the same for the conference business. So food is part of the mix for sure. It's the food, it's the ambiance, it's the people there, it's the education value. You know, the pressure really is, make this an experience that people want to come back again the following year, and food's part of the mix.
Mm-hmm. So I hear the headliner this year is a little different than in past years.
Yeah, you know, we've gone sports stars for a while here. I've had the opportunity of doing some of those interviews. We had Derek Jeter last year, and we've had Bill Belichick and Shaquille O'Neal. But we went a different direction this year. Emily Norty Rogers runs our content, and she proposed Martha Stewart as this year's speaker, and we ran it across our advisory board, and there was so much excitement for it. And so I find I've got a lot of people, maybe even more than someone like Shaq, saying, hey, can I meet her? She clearly is someone who has a huge impact on people. So talk about someone who could speak about hospitality and resilience. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement about Martha Stewart. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, she's definitely very different from, you know, Bill Belichick. Different person. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I haven't heard her speak. Maybe she's not different at all.
Maybe not. I mean, I think there's some leadership. There's some toughness. There's some, well, again, resilience. So I think we'll get into some of the things she's come back from as well.
Yeah. Is Snoop going to be there?
That is a very popular question. And I think the only answer I can give is, I hope so.
That would be great. So now you, how long have you been coming to RLC?
Oh boy, I guess 2015. So it was probably my first one, or 16, I guess, and kind of been managing it / hosting it since about 2018. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. It's certainly the most important week of the year, I guess, for me, and one that at the end of it, I'm pretty exhausted, but I love it. I look forward to it. I'm excited about it. I crashed for 3 days afterwards, but it really is just an absolutely thrilling 4 days for me. And, you know, part of it is, for the same reason I think other people enjoy RLC, is the chance to see a lot of people I know in the industry in one place and engaging with each other. And so that's really at the heart of RLC. One day I hope to go and actually, I'd love to go as an attendee. I've never played in the RLC golf outing, for example. I always have to, be doing rehearsals and stuff. But I'm going to go as an attendee 1 year, I think.
They don't let you play golf?
No, I ask. I was like, can I play golf today? And they say, no, you have to do rehearsals, or I don't know. I'm a little bit of a procrastinator too, you know, in terms of preparing. I almost feel like I can't get in the right headspace of all the stage time until I get on site. And so, you and I were just emailing this morning about some of my opening remarks, and I need to get close to the date before I really start, becomes real to me. Or maybe I'm just a procrastinator. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I usually don't prepare any remarks until right before I go on stage.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I mean, more than me, you are talking to and studying what operators are going through, the pros and cons. I mean, how would you summarize sort of where the chain operator is at right now as we're heading into this year's Restaurant Leadership Conference?
Oh, sure. Oh, that's a great question. So the thing that I'm probably curious about is sort of this mentality of the restaurant operator right now. I think things are tight. That's my view. I think things are tight. And there are a lot of restaurant companies that are underperforming at the moment. You know, we had a couple of very notable departures just in the pizza sector last week. David Graves at Pizza Hut. Rob Lynch, he jumped over to Shake Shack, which interesting in and of itself. But, you know, and then if you look at sales in the last half of last year, sales very notable slowdown. And particularly if you adjust it for prices, you know, prices in the 5-6% range, you know, and same store sales among the publicly traded set were just over 1%. So you just do the math and you see a large swath of the restaurant industry is losing customers. And that's where I get, you know, I just think this is kind of a tight year for the industry. And I think that's probably going to be the case for much of the year, because I think consumers are concerned about prices. And they've been concerned about prices for several months. And there are several of us have been banging the drum to say, hey, hold off on price hikes, because consumers are talking about it. And if consumers are talking about your price in a negative way, that's generally a bad thing. So,
yeah, there's a lot of buzz about that on social media or whatever. And sometimes the facts get lost a little bit in the storytelling, in terms of people like to show the most expensive possible receipt they can possibly have from their trip to McDonald's or whatever, their DoorDash receipts.
Yeah.
Well, Rob Lynch, you mentioned him going to Shake Shack. We had him last year at Restaurant Leadership Conference. I had the opportunity of interviewing him and his turnaround at Papa John's, and he was incredibly engaging and interesting. And to me, that interviews like it is also something we've been doing very differently at Restaurant Leadership Conference, where our sort of internal phrase we use sometimes is it's TikTok's world. We just live in it. If you want to go back a little further, short attention span theater, we're doing more. The ideas of like sort of 45-minute panel sessions followed by 45-minute panel sessions, you end up with a lot of people in the audience looking at their phones. And so we started things like what we call C-suite in the hot seat, where we do these 7-minute interviews, these different things that we're sort of recognizing the way people consume any information, particularly in spoken word, is, you know, kind of a little bit faster pace. And so, like I said, you'll see more of that and try to create more opportunities for the attendees to engage with each other rather than, you know, Amanda Buhner on our team likes to call it sit and get, less sit and get, and more, you know, engage with each other.
Yeah. I think that legitimately, some of the presentations have been, and the way that's been they've been designed have been very interesting the past couple of years. You know, the quick hit CEO interviews, the different panel discussions. Of course, I'm one of these people up on stage at, you know, like you, that are navigating these quick interviews. And I think I did a game show last year, if I recall that correctly.
That's right.
And it makes for a little bit more interesting content. And I think that Emily Nordy has brought some real energy on that front.
Would you say that being a game show host was one of your childhood ambitions?
None whatsoever. I couldn't stand to wear the jackets.
You didn't see Chuck Woolery as your sort of ideal future
job? No, but maybe
Gene Rayburn, perhaps. I'm dating myself now. Our younger audience will have no idea who these people are.
I don't even know who those people are, and I knew some. Well, I knew some of them. No, not all of them. So now, do you typically find attendance of RLC will follow how well the restaurant industry is doing? I mean, like if you were to just take a look at RLC attendance from one year to the next, would you be able to theoretically guess guess how much industry demand there was or how the industry was doing?
No, I don't think so. It's been pretty, you know, the venue that we're at, you know, there's 800 hotel rooms and or so we have overflow hotels. We've been at kind of our maximum capacity for a few years now. And so we do unfortunately have to turn people away. And so it's essentially kind of the same level every year. We did have, you know, coming out of the pandemic, you know, we didn't do a 2020 event, and then we did two RLCs in 4.5 months. We did one in December of 2021, and then back in our usual April dates in 2022. And we had fewer attendees by a bit, like more like 750 as opposed to like 900, but at both of them. So no, I feel like if the industry has challenges, that's maybe even when you go, right? I mean, you know, certainly I always say that if any industry, if it figured everything out, all the media and conferences would go away, right? Because there's nothing to figure out. There are so many challenges in our industry and opportunities, right? They're the same thing sometimes. Whether it's what can AI do, whether it's hacking, whether it's changing consumer attitudes, pricing, real estate, financing. There's just such a hive of problems and challenges and opportunities that ideally, it's why they come. So I don't know if things are challenging, it means they're less likely to read Restaurant Business or come to Restaurant Leadership Conference. They might be more likely. And so, yeah, no, there's no sort of, I always like to, you know, there's always that thing in the restaurant industry that you could track disposable personal income and restaurant sales, and they map pretty closely to each other for like half a century. You won't find restaurant industry performance and RLC tracking on a similar kind of path at all. You know, the industry does this and we're kind of stay pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can operators access the conference?
Well, so this is what we call an invitation conference. You know, you can't just simply register, nor can you buy a pass, but you can request an invitation. And if you go to our website and restaurantleadership.com, and you see where it says request an invitation. You can request one. And we are, you know, pretty late in the stage. There's not a lot of spots left. But if you're if you fit the profile of what we want our attendees to be, which is, you know, the name, it says in the name, right? This is for leaders of restaurants. Then our good friend Mark Hatch will reach out to you and we'll get you set up. So, yeah, that's how you do it. You can't just register for this event. You you have to sort of request an invitation.
You got to score an invitation. Some people ask.
Yeah.
So
and if you know Jonathan Mays, just mention Jonathan Mays's name, and sure. You know, usually that'll get you into our fifth tier hotel.
Wow. One of these days, I hope to make it up that high myself.
One day.
So, yeah, one day. So now, last question before I go. Like, you've interviewed a number of celebrities, sports stars mostly, on stage. Anybody stick out?
God, they've all been fun experiences. I would say probably Peyton Manning is the one that stuck out with me because he wanted, as anyone who followed his career probably would not be surprised, he wanted a lot of preparation. There was a lot of communication before. He wanted a full hour on site to talk beforehand. And it was kind of funny. I'm busy on site. I couldn't give him my full hour. I could only give him a half hour. And then I had the opportunity to interview him a couple more times. And even though we'd done it before, he still wanted to do that. And so I found that really interesting. And in some ways, you know, I think he's a great actor. And, you know, he sort of like plays this part and he plays it really well. And, you know, I guess one little funny story is that I, in talking with his representatives beforehand, so he was a Papa John's franchisee when he went to the Broncos. And then like immediately thereafter, marijuana was legalized in Colorado. And I wanted to make some joke about late night pizza. I think the joke I wanted to make was something like, you know, so you bought, you know, and don't quote me on the details of this, but something like this. You bought, you know, 40 Papa John's restaurants in Colorado in August of whatever year it was, 2012. And in October, you know, marijuana was legalized. What did you know and when did you know? And his people shot that down. You can't make that joke. There's no way you can know. And I didn't have to because he made it. He sort of did it in that sort of persona of his. I don't know. For some reason, late night pizza sales went shockingly skyrocketing after I got there. And so that was a really fun one for me. I mean, Shaq telling me how sexy I was certainly a memory. But yeah, Peyton stood out.
I do remember Shaq. I remember both instances. And I definitely remember the Shaq interview for sure. And then Magic Johnson just getting out and just doing his own thing.
He left the stage and did his own thing. And that was fun too. And as a lifelong Mets fan doing the Derek Jeter interview, it pains me to admit that he was absolutely delightful. Off stage, very extremely charming and gracious. And so, yeah, it's been a fun little thing. So, but today, this year, I'll just introduce Martha and leave her and Anne Fink, who's going to do the interview, to the stage. I didn't really feel as qualified for the Martha Stewart interview, but Anne Fink, our friend at PepsiCo, is, I think we're going to have these two powerful women on stage giving us an incredible 45 minutes. Then we'll have our meet and greet, so everyone gets to take their picture and put it on their socials and, you know, all that fun stuff.
All right. Well, hopefully Martha will come armed with some cookie recipes or at least show me how to do a damn place sending. Chris, this was great. Appreciate you joining me on the podcast.
Always happy to do it, my friend. And I'll see you in Phoenix in a couple of weeks.
And that should do it for this special episode of A Deeper Dive, which was edited, as always, by Spoons, artwork by Nico Hines. You may find this and other episodes of the podcast on our website at www.restaurantbusinessonline.com/article/deeper-dive. And you may subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I'm Jonathan Mays, your host, podcast producer, and the editor-in-chief of Restaurant Business. Thank you for listening.